Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
The Not-So-Mad Hatter, Gunner Fox. Words by Shelley Brown. Read by Matt Godfrey. Set amongst one of the most well-known boulevards of Los Angeles lies an unassuming back entrance that you must know of to find. No sign hangs above the door, and you won't find a large, well-suited security guard. This unassuming entrance is that of Hatter Gunner Fox, whose hats have adorned the heads of celebrities and been custom-made for the entertainment industry for years. Fox is a third-generation hatter who is known for his specific style of gritty, distressed hats that add an undeniable cool factor to anyone lucky enough to own one. Fox was born into a family of hat makers and was raised in East Los Angeles by his grandparents. His grandfather was the one who began the hat-making business in his family. However, Fox didn't share his grandfather's love for hat making and tried to avoid responsibilities associated with the family trade at all costs. Fox took a short venture into the world of music, and it didn't take long for him to realize that what he left home searching for was not going to be found on tour. I realized that the relationships I saw my grandpa having with his clients was what I wanted. I wasn't getting that from being out and playing music. When he returned home, he was greeted by a question from Grandpa Jack. "Are you done yet?" Followed by, "When you've had enough, you'll know it." The seed that would cultivate a new lifestyle was planted. I thought I was this big, tough guy, but my grandpa could still put me in my place. "Something began changing in me," said Fox. Fox began experimenting with his own techniques of hat making. I would hide it from him because I thought he would be mad. With hat requests from Warner Brothers and his creations featured in films like Gangs of New York, Fox was paving his own millinery road. He opened his own company that carried on his grandfather's techniques and even his logo. Things were picking up for Fox's business and personal life. He was building his own brand out of his Burbank home, and his work was featured in dozens of films. But drugs and alcohol were still lurking in the shadows. After a final arrest, Fox knew he had to make a change. "The judge told me that he better not see me back, or I would be in jail for 10 to 15 years. I always told myself I would never be like my own dad, but I felt like I was the exact same." With this self-realization came the admission. "I told everyone, my wife, all my friends, what I had been hiding all of this time." Fox began his journey to sobriety. When asked how he found healing, Gunner replied, "It was God." 3.5 years into his sobriety, Fox is now a proud husband and loving father of two little girls. "It's such a better life now. It's what I always wanted. My whole purpose now is sharing my strength and letting people who are suffering know that you can get out of it. You can have a family and make something of yourself." Fox practices gratitude for his second chance as much as possible. "I'm strong spiritually and strong physically. I can be present at a party and leave at a respectable time to go home to my family." Each Tuesday night, Fox opens the doors of his Los Angeles hat shop to host a small group with other men who are struggling and shares the lessons that he has learned. When you're in a dark spot, you believe that you can't get out. You believe that your creativity and your personality come from the booze. And that is the biggest lie you can tell yourself. Getting sober is not easy. You have to trust in God, or whatever your higher power is. You have to surrender. You have to face all the demons that you've subdued with substances. You've got to be a warrior about it and fight. Fox is able to reach into the hearts of people who need help. Although the legendary Sunset Boulevard doesn't usually evoke thoughts of community, compassion, and grace, That's exactly what you will find through the unmarked back door of Gunner Fox's hat shop, where stains and distress are welcomed in humans as much as hats.
Today's story was read by Matt Godfrey with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories through your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.